Very good afternoon to all of you. I am Dr. Sushil Kumar from Hansraj College, University of Delhi, India. The topic of my poster presentation is complex network analysis of dozen stocks of USA to identify the extreme events such as financial crisis of 2008 and COVID-19. In this work, we have investigated the 28 stocks of dozen industrial average in a period from 2000 to 2021. Dow Jones Industrial Average is a stock market index consisting of 30 dominant US-based companies. Two types of the analysis have been used. One is static network analysis, one is dynamic network analysis. The time series of 28 stocks of Dow Jones Industrial Average is taken from finance.yahoo.com. In random matrix theory, the eigenvalues of cross-correlation matrix, which is constructed from the normalizing returns of these stocks, is compared with the eigenvalues of Bissard matrix, which is generated from completely random time series. The elements of cross correlation matrix, they vary from minus 1 to 1, where 1 and minus 1 correspond to correlation and anti-correlation, while 0 correspond to no correlation. The most of the eigenvalues of cross correlation matrix, they lies outside the RMT limits. This suggests that the data which we are considering is not random, but it is informative. The cross correlation matrix is first represented with the help of color maps or heat maps, in which the heat map during the period of crisis shows high correlation. The eigenvalue distribution of cross correlation matrix in different periods is computed and it is shown in the poster. We can see the largest eigenvalue. The largest eigenvalue of cross correlation matrix in pre-crisis period is 10, and it is enhanced by 35% during the period of crisis. The largest eigenvalue in the post-crisis period is found to be 12.44. The largest eigenvalue, it increases significantly during the period of crisis, and it captures the collective dynamics among all the stocks during the period of crisis. To get more information, threshold networks are constructed using FR layout. In these threshold networks, the stocks, they act as the nodes via the correlation among them. They are the links connecting the stocks. A threshold is assigned in such a way that at zero threshold, all the stocks are connected, while if the correlation is less than a particular value called threshold value, then the link between the stocks, it gets disconnected. The networks in different period of crisis at a threshold of 0.1, 0.4 and 0.9 is shown in the posters. From these threshold network, we can easily identify the highly correlated and weakly correlated stocks, and we can also identify the clustering among the stocks during the period of crisis. These findings suggest that the global financial crisis has affected the correlation among the stocks of Dow Jones strongly. In dynamic period analysis, the whole period is divided into 143 rolling time windows, each of 1 year. Four parameters: average volatility, average correlation, network entropy, and length of minimum spanning tree is computed in each such time window, and peaks have been detected at the occurrence of extreme events. All of these four parameters, they are able to detect dominant global crises such as dot-com bubble, global financial crisis of 2008, European debt crisis, Chinese crisis, and COVID-19. The average correlation and the volatility, they found to be enhanced during the occurrence of extreme events, while the network entropy and the length of minimum spanning tree, they found to be decreased at the occurrence of extreme events. Findings of present study, they are helpful in understanding of similar crises in the future and in deciding the remedial action for the same. In conclusion, our investigation showed that during the period of crisis, there are significant changes in the structure and dynamics of Dow Jones stocks. The outcomes of such studies are useful in understanding and identification of such crises in future. The analysis also have advantages in developing the probable indicators of risk. Thank you.